Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. I thought I'd talk to you today about simple and complex outfits and which you should be thinking about, because sometimes we can think we should be more like somebody else and the way somebody else dresses, and in fact it doesn't relate to us, our personality or our style. So we're thinking about more simple outfits. So we're thinking here, not a lot of decoration, not many accessories, really probably low on the prints and patterns, nothing bold, nothing out there, nothing overscale. Kind of simple, clean lines, plain colours, and probably, not many colours happening at the same time, more like more neutrals or maybe just one colour. These sort of outfits suit someone who, then this is where we've got both personality and physicality going to come into this. Personality-wise, these kind of outfits will suit someone who is kind of says their base personality is more classic or relaxed. And if you're not sure of what your base personality is, you can do my personality style quiz and I will link to it. So this tells you that these personality dressing styles really prefer the more simple, classic. It's very simple. It's understated. It comes from the corporate world and suiting. So there's no frivolity about it. It's not fun. It's not jazzy. It's very much simple, plain, and understated, neutral colours. At most, a pinstripe is that version of a pattern. They're really not pattern people. And of course, it's all, plain, smooth and, low on texture as well. We think about the relaxed personality style. This is more relaxed and easygoing, but it's all about being no fuss. It's like I can just get up and go, I can do things. Often people who have a highly relaxed personality style really want an outfit that can take them through their entire day, whether it's walking the dog and doing the housework to going out and meeting some friends. They don't want to have to get changed multiple times. They want their clothes to be, it's really function over form. It's like how it functions for them, the comfortableness, rather than what it looks like frequently. So again, they tend to be low on pattern, maybe a little bit of texture, but they like simple things that go together. They don't want to have to think about accessorizing and layering, and they really dislike things where it's like, 25 ways to wear the same top, and it's upside down and sideways and backwards, and you can tie it this way, that way, and something else. It's too complicated. Often I find if someone has a very pragmatic personality, they will also really like really simple outfits. They want it kind of sleek and simple and not fussy. The minute you've got, big sleeves or something that might dangle in your food and you get in your soup or get in the way when you're trying to wash your hands and keep getting wet, it's not practical. That practicality is really, really important for them. So we have those kind of things. Who else, like simple, that's kind of where that simple comes in, is personality. And then there's also, if you are more simple in your appearance, as far as you might have smooth hair, or fairly neutral skin, not any pretty pattern, more neutral in its color, more smooth, that there's nothing a lot going on with you physically that demands that you have something more complex as well. So there's these kind of different parts of personality, and there's these different parts of physicality that go into someone preferring a more simple. And it's often too where you go, I want to forget about what I'm wearing and just use my creativity to do something else. That's another person who will generally prefer a more simple outfit. They don't want to be fussing around, and they certainly don't want things constricting and binding and kind of annoying them. They want to kind of get dressed and forget about their clothes. So that is something that they, they'll be looking for, the simple, the easy. I don't want to have to think about it too much. Then we've got the people who prefer the more complex clothes and outfits. Now, of course, these are two ends of a complete spectrum. You can think about incredibly simple to incredibly complex, and there's a lot in between. So at the moment, I'm talking about the much more complex. The people who prefer those tend to have either more dramatic or creative personality dressing styles. Not everybody who's creative, though, will go and wear complex outfits. But you will generally find it more in people who have those personality dressing styles, and also the feminine, because in feminine we have this layer of detail, we have a layer of prettiness. How do I make the garment more pretty? So I might add a frill, or I might add an embellishment, I might add some detail in some way or other, I might add jewelry and sparkles, I might add a floral print. So all these things add detail and complexity to an outfit. Someone who's more dramatic may go, their complexity may come from a large scale or a bold detail or something like that, or a bolder colour, something that's taking it away from being very simple. Someone who's creative. Now, because creativity is all about expressing who you are on the inside and using your creativity, it can be so many different ways we can see this complexity in outfits. It could be mixing prints. It could be mixing unusual colours together. It could be there's just so many ways I'm going to think of. It can be like mixing textures. It can be mixing unusual sorts of fabrics together, chiffon with your leather, or, you know, boiled wool and satin, you know, things we don't expect together, that really mixing that in complexity. It's adding detail to outfits. It's not having things plain and simple and free of detail. You know, this is where, of course, depending on the person, you could be really up the very complex end, you could be really up the simple end, or you could be somewhere in between. And I think more of us sit somewhere more in between. As far as physicality goes, we can think someone who has patterned skin may prefer to wear patterns because it works really well for them. This is why Jill loves her leopard print. Her freckled skin is more complex, and she also has textured hair, and both these work beautifully with putting some patterns on, and the leopard print works really well. Also works for her more dramatic personality. So having a patterned skin can demand for more texture or more pattern in your outfits, which adds that layer of complexity. Having textural hair. I often find if someone's got short textural hair, they look great. Instead of in really kind of matte plain fabrics, and things even tweedy. So your level of complexity may not be, you know, pattern mixing and crazy kind of complexity, but it might just be, you know, I like tweedy speckled fabrics or something that has a little bit more textural interest in it. If you have, you know, multicolored hair in some way or other, maybe it's highlights, maybe it's you're going gray and you've got light and dark elements of gray. This is also where that kind of some elements of different prints or putting different colors together can, you know, start to make the outfit interesting. So there's lots of different ways we can think about, should I wear more simple or should I wear more complex? So this is where it comes down to personality. What do you prefer? What's your mix of personality traits as well? So somebody who's much more classic or relaxed may be much more simple. Someone who's very creative may be much more complex. And then there's a lot of us in between who have some of the classic and relaxed and some of the, you know, feminine or creative or dramatic, that then we like to mix a bit of these together. So it won't be at either extreme. But it, you know, we can add, I can, you know, add a layer of complexity to my outfits without having to go all the way to the extreme. So that is that sort of thing to think about, is when you're like thinking about what are my favorite outfits. And if you're wondering, am I more simple or am I more complex? What do I prefer? Think about your really favorite outfits. Think about, are they much more clean and structured and simple and less going on? Or even if they're unstructured, but they're fairly plain and simple. There's not a lot of embellishment or detail on them. Or do you think about your favorite outfits and go, oh, it's got this pattern and I like how I can do it in five different ways. Or I really enjoy putting different things together in multiple different ways. I like to challenge myself to, you know, add that layer of complexity. I like to layer my clothes up. So one of the other things you might notice is, generally, people who like simple outfits don't like layers in the way that someone who likes complexity may enjoy layers, because layers give you an option to put different colors together, different patterns together, different lengths, different proportions, all those sorts of things together. So that adds a layer of complexity to the outfit. Because sometimes we can often look at someone who, say, has a complex outfit style and think, I'd really like, they look great, I'd really like to dress like them, but maybe it's not your personality or it's not your physicality, and so it doesn't work in the same way. Or the other way around, I know Jill has talked about how she loves kind of the look of that simple head-to-toe neutral outfit, yet when she wears it, it's all wrong. She needs to add that layer of complexity because both it goes with her personality, but also goes with her physicality. So there's something to think about when you're thinking about, well, what kind of things should I put together and do I want more simple or more complex? Look at what your favorites are. Look at what you really enjoy wearing. And then that can give you a hint as to whether you should go for more simple or more complex outfits. Don't forget too, you could also send me your questions for my Lucky Dip Q&A sessions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And if you are interested in finding out a bit more about your personality style and whether you are more classic or feminine or dramatic or creative or rebellious or elegant chic, whatever that might be, you can do my personal style quiz as well, which you can find over on insideoutstyleblog.com. And that'll give you a little bit of an understanding. If you really want more, that's of course in my 7 Steps of Style program. We can dive deep into that and really start to understand how your personality influences your style, as well as how your physicality influences all your style choices. So you stop making expensive style mistakes, because clothes are a bit expensive and they add up really quickly. Have a lovely day and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.